From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
All right, welcome on in, and thank you so much for joining us. It's Tuesday, April 23rd.
So let's get it started.
He showed us how to care and look out for one another, and that every human being deserved to be treated with love, dignity, and compassion.
Tributes pouring in this morning for a San Francisco icon. We're looking back on the life and legacy of Reverend Cecil Williams.
This place is very, very symbolic, and now we are just reclaiming it for Palestine.
Pro-Palestinian protesters taking a stand at UC Berkeley and across the country.
What speaks to me the most is the fact that we are literally going out there and saving lives.
They are bridge builders in our community, Red Cross volunteers going above and beyond to help us.
Oh, good morning to all of you and happy Tuesday. I'm Nicole Zalumis.
I'm Gianna Franco. Lots to get to this morning, especially when it comes to your forecast. So let's take a live look outside on this Tuesday. It was gorgeous yesterday, although I did feel the wind sort of kind of making its way along the coast. And temperatures are going to dip just a little bit. Now, it doesn't look too gloomy for now, but that marine layer, Darren, certainly making its way across the bay today.
Really widespread this morning, and it's like a total 180 from what we were doing yesterday. Yesterday, we woke up, wasn't a cloud in the sky. Today, you can see from the windows outside the virtual set, marine layer is in charge. It's pretty much covered the entire bay out there. You can see it having worked its way in over much of the immediate bay. Let me show you another vantage point on this. We'll go to the time lapse. We started rolling on this from our camera that sits on Mark Hopkins, just to show you the motion of this stuff. That is onshore, coming in from off the coast. It's getting pushed inland, and it's pretty much got everybody under it. Here's another way to look at it. How widespread is it? There you go. That's your visual depiction right now using the high-resolution forecast imagery, which is spot on. When's it going away? Early afternoon. Takes its sweet time, but let's pause it right there. That's 145. You're looking at a lot of sunshine here for just about all the inland valleys, but it never really lets go of the coast today. Golden Gate, the coast, and that wind Gianna was talking about is part of this. If you're anywhere under that gray, you're going to feel the breeze most of the day today. That includes the city and anywhere squeezing in, like through the Carquinez Strait. There's an onshore breeze there that's going to kind of continue going. If you're in the Tri-Valley, you're like, it's not breezy at all. All right, let's take a look at where we're going for daytime highs today. About 10 degrees cooler as a result of everything we just looked at. You were sitting in the low 80s yesterday for the inland valleys. You're going to be low 70s today. That's really where you notice the temperature drop the most, those inland valleys where you're going from 80 to 70. If you're in the immediate bay, you cool down like 5 or 6 degrees today. So you're going from upper 60s to like low to mid 60s. Be back with the full forecast in a bit. There are two ways that we might get some light rain over the next few days. One of them comes tomorrow morning. It's like mist from the marine layer. It's not really much of anything. But then Friday, a second system's coming in here that might be able to deliver somewhat more widespread, very light rain. We'll look at both of those coming up. For now, Gianna, how's the drive doing?
Well, the roadways are dry, so that's good. Let's enjoy that while we can. And it's busy. It's business as usual on most of our Bay Area bridges, like the Bay Bridge, as you head westbound through there. And all approaches are seeing a few brake lights here and there, especially coming off of westbound 80 as you head towards the MacArthur Maze. 880 live look here, starting to see that extra volume on that northbound side near the Coliseum. But overall, it's a pretty seamless commute in that area. South of there, though, near Paseo Grande, that's where things start really getting busy, especially as you get onto the San Mateo Bridge, which is crowded, heading westbound over towards 101. But just kind of getting an overview, a bit of a perspective, our hot spots are really only concentrated to those areas that you would expect. So south 101, Novato into San Rafael, westbound 580 into the Altamont, which is windy as well as you travel through there. So be extra careful. Nicole?
Well, tributes continue to pour in for Bay Area legend Reverend Cecil Williams. The longtime pastor and social activist died Monday. Known for his compassion and support to his community in San Francisco's Tenderloin, Williams was instrumental in turning Glide Memorial Church into a name heard around the world.
As a reconciler, as a statesman, as a person, really?
The Reverend served as pastor of Glide Memorial Church for 60 years before retiring. He was a champion for people who needed help the most, feeding the poor and hungry and turning Glide into a world-famous nonprofit, helping hundreds of thousands of people. He is also known for stepping up in crisis, like in the aftermath of the deadly Loma Prieta earthquake that threw the city into absolute chaos.
promise.
Right on, right on, right on.
We love you.
Yeah, I love you, too.
I tell you, we got to struggle with it tomorrow. And I won't, that's the point. We got to do what? We got to do what? We got to do what?
Pull together!
That's it, we got to pull together. Yeah.
This San Francisco, no matter how much turmoil it's in, you always seem to straighten it out.
They think I'm sometimes the miracle worker, and I'm not. I'm just like they are.
Our Lauren Toms went to Glide Memorial to talk to his friends and admirers about the legacy that he leaves behind.
Two rows back and facing the pulpit will always be where Reverend Cecil Williams sat every Sunday for church. As recently as Easter Sunday, he would rejoice with his congregation to tunes led by Dennis Hersey, who arrived at Glide Memorial 22 years ago.
I walked into the church for the first time on an Easter Sunday. I think that I was came to the right place at the right time to get what I didn't even realize that I needed at that time.
Dennis smiles when he thinks of Williams, even hours after his passing.
I think that's the thing when I think of him. I think of light, I think of love, I think of support, generosity. I mean, I can just go on and on.
It's a sign of the unconditional love the Reverend offered, a signature of his that defined the impact of Glide Memorial Church in San Francisco as a house to be welcomed.
You could come in drunk or high. You can come in the height of your white privilege. You can come in as a single mother. You can eat a meal and come upstairs. It mattered not.
Reverend Marvin White has been learning in the shadow of Reverend Williams, poised to lead the community from the Reverend's legacy that he says helped guide him and others for years to come.
I went to him and I said, Cecil, they want me to fill your shoes. And he absolved me from that responsibility. He said, I need for you to be you, you know, and to understand that where you take it is where we're supposed to go.
The legacy of Reverend Cecil Williams cemented inside Glide Memorial and forever on the streets he served.
Well, we dug into the archives for this one. Reverend Williams had his own show called Vibrations right here on KPIX back in the 80s.
Because you gonna love this. In fact, I bet you gonna make another request for this show. You watch, you watch. Here we go.
The episode focused on how to tell the story of the Black experience. We also found an old interview from 1971 with former KPIX anchor Belva Davis, where he talked about Glide.
People tell me this is the first time that we've come to church and felt good. Most churches people go to feel guilty. I don't know why churches want to make people feel guilty. We work out our problems together.
There, when Reverend Williams celebrated his 90th birthday.
I've always talked about changing the world, and I really believe that we have touched people from all over the world.
Mayor London Breed released a statement saying he inspired members of the African-American community to dream and serve, mentoring many to become leaders. Governor Gavin Newsom, who once served as San Francisco mayor, released a statement saying Reverend Williams embodied the values of unity, generosity, and acceptance, adding that all of us can be inspired by his legacy. Well, Glide is still working on details for a public memorial. For more on the life of Reverend Williams, head to our website, kpix.com.
It's time now for a look at this morning's other top stories. Pro-Palestinian protesters are making their stand at UC Berkeley as they vow to stay put until the university meets their demands to divest from companies with ties to Israel and to cut its study abroad program there. So here's a live look at the steps of the campus's Sproul Plaza. These are just some of the hundreds of protesters from yesterday's rally. You can see that have set up dozens of tents there. It's all part of the Gaza Solidarity Encampment movement, which has swept college campuses across the nation.
This place is very, very symbolic, and now we are just reclaiming it for Palestine.
President Biden spoke on the unrest, condemning the protests nationwide, calling it blatantly anti-Semitic and dangerous. Cal Poly Humboldt also seeing protesters gathering for a late night protest. Campus police said it caused a shutdown through tomorrow. They said they received reports of dozens of protesters occupying Siemens Hall right before 5 p.m. Now, within the hour, the number ballooned to hundreds. Local news outlets are reporting that the front entrance seems to have been barricaded by furniture. On the East Coast, police arrested a few dozen protesters at a rally in front of NYU. This was yesterday. This after hundreds of demonstrators had defied university warnings that they would have to face consequences if they failed to vacate the premises. All these protests come after last week's demonstration at Columbia University, which led to a large number of arrests. The university says classes have been moved online due to safety concerns for Jewish students. Now on to the hush money criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is expected to be back on the stand today. In opening statements yesterday, prosecutors argued that Pecker met with Trump to buy and cover up negative stories about the former president ahead of the 2016 election. Trump denies these allegations. Today, the judge will also hear arguments on whether Trump violated the gag order imposed on him for this trial.